Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Make money, make money, money, money.
Cold out here for a pill.
Yeah, ain't
no money.
Really
tryna get this money
for the real. I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Money! Show me the money!
Woo! Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
Oh yeah, what up, what up? 420 Fantasy Hustler back at you. We got another mock draft going down. I'm gonna shout out everyone in the chat here real quick, but I gotta bring out the co-host for the show here. And man, I haven't been able to drop this one in a minute. Let me find it here. But yeah, we got TD from Fantasy Good Sports in the building, mocking with us.
Nobody, baby. What's going on, bros? What's good?
Yeah, what's what up, TD?
How's going, bro?
Man, doing real good. Ready for this mock draft. And I mean, I'm ready for this tournament. So, I mean, I know I kind of told you a little bit about it, but now that we actually get to talk, man, we're all over the world with this tournament, worldwide tournament. We got almost damn near every state in the United States taken up. And we got Canada. We got Mexico. We got a handful of people in the UK. And man, there might be a dozen people in Australia in this joint as well. So we're taking it all the way to the underground as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I love the competition, man. That's one thing about your leagues. They're very competitive, man. I just love anywhere you playing fantasy football and you competing, I want to be there.
Hell yeah. And Sir Bong's a lot up in the building. What up?
Let me hit that bong.
And we're gonna shuffle the spots here since we don't know where we're drafting. We're just going to make this random and we're just going to shuffle it around. You draft where you draft from. 30-second timers. So you got to have your shit together.
My sleeper is acting crazy. It doesn't have a everybody logo up or anything, man. It just has a queue up.
Okay. Well, as long as you got a little bit of a queue, you should be all right. Just okay. Make sure you always have one or two people in there just in case. Gotcha, and all right, I just randomized it and I got number 12. That's kind of crazy because I was in the 12 spot, but that's cool. And then you're right in front of me, so we're gonna be sniping each other all day. Okay. I hope. Yeah, what up, Math Quest? Said mock up. Let's get it.
Let me see.
Donnie, what up? What up? Finally got some time to mock. Let's go. And yeah, so this is an international mock right now because Donnie's in Canada. Devin, what up, homie? And Hess in the building. What up, bro? Said, let me know if anybody flakes. All right, I'm putting it in here, seeing if everyone's ready. And I've seen everyone's green dots pretty much. Earl just joined a little bit ago, but that first pick will be chalky either way. And yeah, he said, Canada represent. Let's get it. Yeah, what up, Justin? Clock management in the building. Said, Najee, top three RB. Hell yeah. And Hess said, what up, bruh, bruh?
What's going on, bruh, bruh?
And Sir Bongzot said, I'll chill if you want mine, Hess. I got no problem sitting one out for you. Let's see. And we got another mock that's going to be coming down tonight. I may have to push it back a little bit. It's supposed to be at like 4 West Coast time. I might have to push it back. But we're going to get one more mock in before the weekend's over. Yeah, Nick said, wake and bake mock. Hell yeah, let's smoke it up. And I got some new tree. I got some dabs that I've been smoking on. So, yeah, let's smoke it up. Ha, and Sir Bongslot said he also stayed at number 6. Crazy. All right. And he said, no Bogart this AM. He's going to be coming in, but his kids wake up right around 9. So he's going to be coming in probably a little bit closer to the end of the mock when we start doing the grades and stuff. But he'll be back in. And especially now, I'm gonna text him and tell him that you showed up, clock, and he'll probably hop in quicker. All right, here we go. Let's kick this off. Uh-oh, dang it, what happened? Who jumped out? Oh, all right, Hess, take the... Antonio jumped out to give you the spot. Link is in the, I just put the link in the chat. I was about to hit start, but then I noticed the number 2 spot was vacant. Ha! Donnie said, I got some new flower called Where's My Bike? I like it. All right, cool. Hess just hopped in there. Let's get this going. Starting off with Earl. And, I don't see his green dot, but I know he joined just a few minutes ago. There we go. He got it. He got it, Antonio. Yeah, TD. So tell me some about like all these videos that I've been seeing you drop. I know you're all over TikTok now and doing a lot of short form videos, right?
Yes, I'm trying, man, whatever I can, man, just to get the get some videos out without, you know, trying to just linger videos. You know, a lot of times you do a video and people only watching a certain percentage. So I'm trying to capture the audience and then grow from there.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And I know, man, I really like the short videos and that's what I need to start doing. I've just been doing so much, like prepping for this this tournament and stuff. That exactly. Thing took a little bit of a back seat, but yeah, I'm glad that we bumped it up. I mean, 252 teams are going to be in this joint. So, I mean, we're no Scott Fishbowl yet, but he did have a 10-year head start. But yeah, I feel like this is something that could even get bigger than the Scott Fishbowl.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have Jonathan Taylor been drafted?
Yeah, he went the first overall pick.
I think I'm in the wrong link, bro. Because I see Jonathan Taylor and everybody.
So back out. There's
okay.
Because I think you joined both drafts. So just back out, and then there's two. There's probably two in there. Just click on the one that says drafting.
The one that says drafting. Okay. I see pre-draft. They all say pre-draft. In progress. Okay, I see one that says in progress. I hit it.
There we go.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's the difference. I don't know what the hell's going on. Appreciate that.
Perfect. Dang it. So we had one auto. Who's Street Soldiers? I don't know who Street Soldiers is. All right. And just in time, because wow. And do me a favor, hit the mute on the sound on the
drum. Okay.
Man, you love going with that Travis Kelce in the first pick, and I ain't mad at you at all. Man, you know what I'm going to do. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to go Stafford. And then I'm going to go Kyle Pitts right in front of you because I know you like Kyle Pitts. And we're going to see these tight ends going at the first turn. And so I want to see what my team looks like. If I, from the 12 spot, if I go QB and tight end there, we're going to see what this how this turns out. Yeah, I know there's going to be someone going double tight end. Might be you. How high do you think in the draft would you have to be? Like when's the earliest that you would take Kelce? Uh-oh, if you're talking, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm trying to fix that echoing. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the screen, mm-hmm. just look towards the top right, and there's a little like volume like button, and that you could literally just click that, and then it'll stop the sound on the draft.
Got it. Now,
cool. Okay. Then you don't have to mute yourself.
Okay. Yeah. So if it's tight end premium, 2 points per catch. Yeah.
I'm talking like specifically like for this type of league.
Yes, right? I'm taking them all the way, probably anything from 1-5 and after.
Okay, yeah. So the top couple QBs, those are the only ones you really have ahead of them.
Exactly. Yep.
And yeah, Donnie said sleeper weird sometimes. Rejoin the link. Yeah, I know, Sir Bongzon. I don't know what the hell happened. Why see ya? Street Soldiers, I see him in there now. I see his green dot. And I messaged Earl. Like, what the fuck's going on, dude? Oh, I think I see who it is. So Mark might be Street Soldiers. And, yeah, where the hell's Earl? All right, cool. Street Soldiers got off of auto. And I think that's Mark. Yeah, one thing that I'm really like excited about is the IDP component of this, because 100% of all these big tournaments that I see, nobody brings IDP in. I literally talked to Scott Fish one time in a clubhouse thing and mm-hmm. asked him if he'd ever thought about bringing IDP in. And he said he's never going to do it because it would turn a lot of people off.
Yeah. And this other guy tried to tell me that's in some of my leagues. He was like, man, I don't know about this IDP. I'm in one of them. I'm like, bruh, hey, no. You know, you got to understand when other things has been implemented early, how people didn't like it at first. And all of a sudden when they started exactly. doing it, they liking it. So
and they fucking love it.
Yeah. So I got to push it.
Yeah.
You know, Donnie
said, love that you added IDP this year. And Antonio said it also. He's like, man, fuck having these non-IDPs, even if it's only two, because I wanted to do something that wouldn't scare people away.
Yeah.
And like two's not a lot. Everyone will have at least two or three, you know, solid people. And that's really all you need to compete.
Exactly.
But yeah, like that just made me like, it just lowered Scott Fish in my mind, you know, like you're going to fucking make all these leagues, like these crazy ass Devi leagues and all this shit where you're like tracking high school players, you know, but like you don't want to include like defense at all. Like you can start 8 kickers in your league, but you can't start, you know, one of the better players. You can't start TJ Watt, you know, who might be one of the best players in the league, offense or defense.
Exactly. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. But yeah, I hope after you got in there, I did try to lobby in for Antonio. So yeah. Hopefully Scott Fish did see that and get Antonio in there. Because I think that I even put on there because there's a choice of my fantasy league or sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose sleeper, knowing that I might not even get in because of that. But fuck my fantasy life. I'm tired of playing on that platform. And you're on the clock, just in case.
Yeah, because I see it's. Oh, they ain't gonna let me pick. Pick Derrick Henry.
Dang it. Then log me out real quick. Damn it. Where the hell is it? Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, no. What is going on?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like it kicked me out, and now I'm like, I can't get back in. Uh-oh. All right, I got to do it here. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what? We'll go with... Yeah, we'll go with Derek Carr in that spot. And we'll go with Saquon in that spot. Dang it, why the hell won't it let me do it from my phone? Bogart said there's a disturbance in the force. Something's going on. All right, there it goes. Now it let me fucking get back in on my phone. That was stupid. It was weird. It was like the same shit that you were saying. It was like
seeing
all the drafts and like none of them were going on.
I'm telling you, man.
I had to switch to a different league and then go back and then it was there.
Yeah.
Man, sleeper be tripping sometimes. But I still don't like really playing on any other platform anymore. It's sleeper or bust for me now. Yahoo, kind of done with it. NFL, we did one league on the NFL fantasy app last year, and it was because Adam Rank was in the league, and that was lame. It fucking sucked.
Yeah, it's all those booster points and shit, right?
Well, I mean, I set up the scoring exactly how I set up the scoring, you know, I just don't like the app. The app is a little outdated. The site's a little outdated, so it's whatever to use. And so I don't think you click the volume off because I hear it going in the not your mic, but on the draft.
You know, it restarted. That's what happened.
Oh, okay. So yeah, okay. If it refreshes, you got to click it again.
Yeah. This shit is crazy. Yeah.
Let me see. And so for the people listening in podcast form, let me read out some of these picks. So we got JT at the 101, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Najee, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Jamar Chase, CMC, Joe Burrow, Travis Kelce, Matt Stafford. Start the second round. We got Pitts, Swift, Andrews, Justin Jefferson, Javonte Williams, Jalen Hurts, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Cooper Kupp, Austin Eckler, CD Lamb, Davante Adams. Third round, we got Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, Rodgers, Brady, Waddle, Dalvin Cook, Debo Samuel, Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Derek Carr. And then to start the fourth, Saquon, DK, Waller, Trey Lance, Alvin Kamara, T. Higgins, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, Cam Akers, J.K. Dobbins, Trevor Lawrence, and George Kittle. And a crazy-ass running back run to start round five. It just started. Deontay Johnson, Breece Hall, Aaron Jones, David Montgomery, Travis Etienne. And Ron said, of course, the sex bots come and Bogey's right behind them. Antonio said, Bogard making sure he's putting his girls to work. And Ron, you just reminded me of something, too, that I'm going to do right now. Yeah, so I'm curious to see how everybody, this draft is a little bit different than the last ones have been. And it's probably these auto, you know, the auto picks or whatever, like kind of just messing it up here. All right, TD's on it. Let's see. All right, we'll go Judy and yeah, we'll go Judy and Fournette back to back. Dang, so for waiting on QBs, got some nice ones there.
Yeah.
Fields and Cousins.
I wanted to go earlier, but that auto stuff, man, messed up my draft. But I still like it. So I went on ahead to get my quarterbacks. But I like, to me, the way I get quarterbacks, you know, that's just the way we different with drafting a little bit. But I like to try to get value guys, especially in Dynasty, that I like. Like, I love Davis Mills. And I think he's a great value. So, you know, Davis Mills could be a stud, end up being a stud.
Uh-oh. Life and Sports Talk with Jake said the OGs. What's good, guys? And he was requesting you to give him you know, his proper proper intro.
Life and Sports Talk with Jake. Life and Sports Talk with Jake. What's good, bro?
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. Yeah, it was Jake's always coming in on the live streams watching these mocks and shit. And yeah, he was like, man, I love when TD gives me the shout out like that. And Antonio was like, I know, bro. There we go. And he's shouting out, says, love the videos, TD. Hell yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. The short form videos and what's the dude's name that you've been getting? On Mac? Mac. There we go.
Yeah. Yep. When I first started, he was on some of the videos. So yeah, we be at work, man. That's the only way I can grind, man. I got to get it in at work.
Yeah, that's how it be. Antonio said these mock drafts are like a sniper tournament. Hell yeah. Yeah, I mean these bet. I can't wait, man. This the real drafts. They start in like less than a week. I'm gonna put a poll in. We still got a handful of people who still haven't paid. So I'm just working on collecting. Okay. All that, but super, super close. I mean, really, like when I say a handful, like literally just a handful. And then we're going to start these draft order races. That's going to be like happening all week because there's 21 fucking divisions. So 21 separate mocks.
Mm-hmm.
What he said, Matt and Mac, right? Yeah, Big Mac, right?
Yeah,
Mac and you should get more love. It's cutting edge everywhere else. People asking for money for advice. Yeah.
Yep.
And Ron said Big Mac. Yep. And I mean, everyone's got to get their money. I everyone who's in the community that I'm building, I mean, you know, they're paying some money for it, but I really try to go above and beyond of providing the value. And, you know, advice is just like, I mean, advice, such advice gets given for free on YouTube. Exactly. You know, I mean, it's way more than advice that people get coming to guys like me and you.
Agreed.
I have no idea where I'm going to go with these next ones. All right. Bateman,
Nice.
And let's lock in Winston.
Nice.
It's crazy because, like, these fucking QBs, man, they're going to be gone by, like, the 10th round. Like, you're only going to be able to get, like, backups after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Ron says, love me some Big Mac. Hell yeah. And Jake said, me and TD on the same level when it comes to DK. I think he's going to have a great year. Yeah, I mean, I'm not on the level that TD is on, you know, but I think I'm right behind it. I'm just in the car, one behind you on that train, because everyone's hating so much on DK, like we're getting him at a great value. I mean, shit, he was like a top three drafted wide receiver like 2 years ago. Now we're getting him outside the top 12.
Yep, and so it don't. People talking about quarterback. I don't care. You can name any quarterback in the league and put him there, and I'm still going to think DK can be a top five receiver because his game is different. He's not – if he was a pure, like, one of the greatest, like a Devontae Adams, I don't want that. But DK is a physical specimen. Throw him the ball and just let him run.
Yeah.
Just let him run. That's all he want to do. If you just give him a slant, you tackle that 6'4", 240 guy that's in the best shape of his life that runs like a 4'3". That's what I'm banking on. And I feel like with the $130 million that he's going to get, they're going to hope to target him with that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. There's a lot of hate going on about DK and Lockett. And I like the value. I don't know how much I'm going to have any one of them on my team. It really just depends on who's in the range and where I'm drafting and shit like that. But got to feed the ball to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake said they're going to have to feed DK the ball, especially if the run game is on. Last year was so bad. Penny or Walker can do okay. DK will be fine. Yep. And Ron said, I got no hate. Just want to know beforehand. Yeah. Who his QB is. Yeah. That's the tough thing right now is we have no idea who the QB is going to be. If it's going to be Locke, if it's going to be Geno, or if it's going to be someone different, like Jimmy G or Baker or some shit. And Bogard said DK eats candy all day. Man, can't believe we have two of these auto drafters in here. That does kind of... Or wait, did Earl come in? No, he's still on auto draft. That's crazy. I wonder if he set his cue because, like, I don't know. Would it pick TJ Watt that high as an auto pick? Like, that's a really good auto pick. And Jake said, LOL, Bogart and old school senile Pete. He got some tricks up his sleeve. And Clock said Seattle will run the ball most of the NFL, but DK still a beast. Hell yeah. I knew if I wanted Mills, I had to grab him where I grabbed Winston because I knew he wasn't going to make it back. Let's see. Let's lock in Cooks. You know what? Let's lock in Olave as well. Fourth wide receiver. I wouldn't be mad getting that and taking the upside there because I see him going a lot higher than the 10th round. And Crispy said it's going to be Lockett. I mean, I think it's going to be both of them. I mean, they're really the only games in town over there. I mean, you can't just throw it all to one guy the entire time. And Antonio said, what do you think of my underdog so far? Najee, Cook, Javonte, Waddle, Bateman, and St. Brown. Yeah, that's fucking dope. That's a dope start.
Yep. I love St. Brown this year. A lot of people thinking that, you know, with everybody coming back. But in the NFL, when you can ball, they're going to make targets for you. So he showed last 6 weeks that he can ball. I think he might not come out getting a lot of targets in the beginning, but eventually he's going to end up being the number one guy until Jameson Williams get healthy off the injury.
Uh-oh, Clock, I did not see Winston's new workout video. Would it make me feel better about him, worse about him? I mean, I know that last year we were making fun of his workout videos that he was doing in the offseason. Is it something that would make me laugh? Because now I got to go check it out. And Jake says, I think that fan's going to have a lot of dump-off passes too. Everett was heavily targeted in those situations, especially if it's Locke or Geno. They can't throw the bomb to lock it like Russ did.
Yep.
He said it's hilarious. All right, I gotta go search this out. And Jake said, Hockenson is going to have a breakout year. I'm calling it. I won't care if I'm wrong about Hockenson. I'm not touching him at all. Like, everyone is, you know, he was a great prospect. His first two games in the NFL, he killed it. But since then, it's either been like he's been injured or a whole lot of nothing when he's out there. I just get nervous about him. I don't really want to touch him. Especially when we don't have to start a tight end in this. Like, yeah. I would have had to pick him at the 6-1 to be able to get him. Like, fuck that. Yeah, especially having Pitts. Now we'll see if I even touch the tight end well. And Jake said, what other tight ends would you get? So normally I'm the guy who's either like, you grab a tight end early or you just wait on the best value. And so, you know, someone like Dalton Schultz, I mean, I've been seeing him, you know, kind of go later and later in drafts. He's someone who I wouldn't mind having. Let me lock in these picks real quick, and then I'll give you some other guys. Damn, running back so fucking thin right now. Well, I guess we'll lock in Corduroy Pimpin at that. And boom, lock in CJ Mosley at the LB. But yeah, so for me, it's one of those top three, and I would jump to get one of the top three, Kelsey, Andrews, and Pitts. And yeah, Schultz, I mean, if it's him in the six, like I'm probably not getting that because that's usually where I'm going for a wide receiver or running back. Let me see. Who would some other guys be who I wouldn't be too sad about getting? Dallas Goedert. I mean, he's going to get peppered a lot like he always does. I do like Zach Ertz this year as well because he's going like so fucking late. I mean, Gesicki, I mean, he did get hurt a little bit, you know, last year, but he did have a nice connection with Tua. So, I mean, that's someone who I wouldn't, hesitate getting if it's super late. I mean, shit, Hunter Henry, he had 9 touchdowns last year. So, I mean, that's someone who's going like so late. I wouldn't mind getting as well. Albert O, I bet he takes a real big step up this year. Yeah, and Antonio said, CJ Mosley, fire. Hell yeah, if you've seen my top 12 linebacker video, I mean, I have him right there at like number 6. So I think super highly of CJ Mosley. People were off him because he didn't play for 2 years in a row because, damn near 2 years in a row because I think he got hurt in like his first or second game in 2019. And then he opted out for COVID because he had like it was an ACL injury. So it was just smart on him, let himself heal up for the year, make some money, you know, and not have to play. And then, he just came back, fucking killed it last year. Over 100 solo tackles. Yeah, and Bogard said, what up, Clock said, about to jump on and just say it was good. Ron said, Goddard. Hell yeah, man, I like Goddard as the division you and I play in. I mean, I know you're going to draft him earlier than me, but he's dropping to like double-digit rounds, you know, a lot of times, and if I can get him in the double-digit rounds, I'd be excited about that. I mean, here in this draft, he did not drop to the double-digit rounds. Almost. He went at the 9-4. But if he would have went to like the 9-12, 10-1, you know, if I could have got him at the 9-10 turn, I probably would have picked him there. And Ron said, and Kittle in best ball. Yeah, Kittle's going to be the man in best ball. Anyone who's got, like, you know, injury history, I mean, those are the guys who are even better for best ball. And Donnie said, I'm kind of surprised I got Waller and Andrews in tight end premium. Well, I mean, you got Andrews at the 2-3. And, Waller falling to the 4-3. I mean, that's just good value. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's lock in Devondre Campbell. So I got two fucking studded linebackers there. But now where do I want to go with this other pick? Yeah, I don't have Russell Gage anywhere. If I was able to get him with like a 14th round pick, that's a nice flyer. Especially if Chris Godwin doesn't as like starts on the pup to start the year or anything like that. He's gonna be pretty solid to start the year. And David P says Homer. And Ron says I'll take him in the late eighth. Like, yeah, I mean, depending on where you pick, I mean, if you want to lock him in for sure, you probably would, because I see him going in the ninth and the tenth all day. I like him in the tenth better than the ninth. And Ron said, nope, Goddard lover. I'm not hype on all Eagles. Yeah, for sure. I've never owned Hurts or Smith or Rager or Watkins. Goddard is a beast that goes deep and got paid. Yep. Now with the superstar wide receiver, a good number two pulling people off. Yeah, he's going to be owning the middle of the field. That's for sure. How you liking your team so far, TD?
I think it's straight. It's okay.
Do you think better or worse than yesterday's draft?
Or worse. Worse.
I mean, it was nice you having Pitts and Kelsey like on the same squad. I mean, that just like, I know that there's someone who's going to do something like that and their team is just going to be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It just all depends on like, you know, the other guys, like, can you field the other parts of it to make it? But I mean, I like what you did here. I mean, I don't like Fields as your number one QB, but I mean, that's just me. Cause I know there's a lot of people who are on board with Fields being a top 12 or 13 guy.
Yeah, rushing upside. I think he could lead the league in rushing touchdowns with him and Lamar Jackson and Trey Lance.
And Ron says, what's the tight end premium in the normal hustler league? So in the normal hustler leagues, PPR is 2 for everybody, and then tight ends are 2.5. So it's a little bit of a bump, not as much as it is here. But the reason why it's that way is because the defense scores so high and there's so many defensive scoring. There's so many defensive players in the starting lineup. That's why I have it 2 point PPR for everybody. But yeah, since we only have 2 IDP players here, they're not going to make as huge of an impact as if we had like 9 starters or whatever, like we do in the dynasty leagues. Round 15, and some people are already throwing darts here. And let's see. And sorry for everyone who's listening to in podcast form. Haven't been reading out all the picks or anything, but make sure you hop over to YouTube. We're going to do the grades. I'm going to be reading off the teams, you know, a little bit at the end as well. But yeah, for me, I got Stafford, Pitts, Carr, Barkley, Judy, Fournette, Bateman, Winston, Cooks, Olave, Corduroy, Pimpin, CJ Mosley, Devondre Campbell, and Russell Gage. So, I mean, my running backs are, I mean, that's the weak spot, at least I feel, with everything. Still don't know if Judy can be a number one wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, like a top 12 fantasy guy, but we shall see. And Alan Lazard just steadily creeping like higher and higher up draft boards. Yeah, I guess we're going. Yeah, I guess we're going wide receiver here and lock in DJ Chark and Mecole Hardman. And Ron said, you cannot pay me to draft a Corduroy Pimpin. I wouldn't touch him with a 20-foot pole. I mean, this is best ball, man. Like, that, this is the perfect time to grab him. Grabbed him as a pretty sure he's a bench player. or no, he took up the last flex spot on my squad. But yeah, best ball's way different, dude. Like, I mean, I feel you on redraft. I mean, I'm probably not gonna have him because last year, I mean, people are gonna remember what he did and probably draft him a lot higher than he should be. But yeah, for best ball, I'm not gonna say that I wouldn't draft anyone specifically, because even if it's someone who gets hurt, someone who we think is gonna flop half of their games, doesn't matter. Because whenever they do good enough to start for you, they're going to do good enough to start. And Bogard said, we need to stop talking about Alan Lazard. Yeah, he got drafted in the 13-3 is when he got picked up in this one. So he's just been going higher and higher. And Ron said, I don't know how, a man who's a complete failure for 8 years and then has one crazy half a season and a pretty good second half. And then they said less RB this year. I just don't see it. Yeah, I mean, they unlocked what he could be. I mean, the Patriots kind of unlocked what he could be. And that's really what it is. Everyone was just using him the wrong way forever. Damn, Earl. Auto picking the entire time, and Street Soldiers auto picking. Like, damn it. Yeah, I started it too quick because I got somewhere that I gotta bounce out to at least at 11. Well, 11 my time, worst case, or in like an hour. I didn't want to lag on starting this thing. And Ron said, it's always Earl. I know, I had to kick him out of the other one because he wasn't like showing up. And man, gotta tell him, dude, you cannot join unless you're gonna draft. And Ron said, I think Sammy Watkins might surprise you. I mean, I think he's gonna surprise a lot of people because he's going so damn late. And did he even get picked yet? It didn't even get picked yet. Yeah, let's see what his ADP says on Sleeper. Yeah, his ADP is 350. So crazy. All right. And I'm not going to jump on Sammy Watkins either. I want other people to jump on him so I can see where he would go. I mean, now that we're talking about him. But, yeah, so I took Devontae Parker and Jalen Tolbert right there. Just keep throwing down on these wide receivers. Yep, Devin said 350 in my queue. Yeah, he's so far down there. And David P. says you can't be one-dimensional in the NFL. Damn right. And Ron said, I think Cobb is probably too old now. Yeah, but like you can literally get Cobb with like your last pick. So, I mean, it's an extra dart throw, but he may have a couple big games. And Clock said, Earl pulling an Antonio Brown. I know. Took a shirt off and just ran away. We got, how many more rounds we got? 7, 8, 8 more rounds. We're getting there. This 30-second clock, and I guess the couple auto drafters are making the draft move faster, but their teams are so garbage, like no way that this would be like, I mean, shit, the number, oh, now Earl shows up. Earl, we're just talking shit about you, how you're auto-drafting this entire time. And, man, Earl doesn't even have one QB on his squad. And Street Soldiers, his two QBs are Deshaun Watson and Kenny Pickett. Yeah, those teams would not be looking good for the tournament. See if I can make this bigger. There we go. What's something that's been surprising you in some of these drafts? Or like, you've been doing any mock drafts besides these ones lately?
No, not really. Not really. I haven't been doing a lot of them. Only ones I've been doing is like Underdog and DraftKings.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been actually going robust RB because a lot of people are fading running backs now.
So you're getting people at a better value and you're jumping.
I'm getting them at a value. You know, zero RB is, and a lot of people misunderstand zero RB. You don't go zero RB just because zero RB is a thing to do. You do zero RB because you don't want to get people sloppy seconds. And I always know you used to tell me, hey, would you say you don't want to be? No, I don't want. I want to be the first one in. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be sloppy second. So
yeah,
I like to get the.
Oh, first. Dang it! It just auto picked you. Turn on. You were on the clock there.
Okay.
I'll wait to make my second pick. It picked Jalen Ramsey for you.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all good.
Yeah, we're just practicing, anyways. Let me know when you turn the auto pick off. I just picked one. So you got to go to your queue. Okay, there we go. Yeah, it's getting ugly out here. But yeah, and I guess that's what people that people forget is you know, the zero RB strategy is because I mean, you talked about it so much. I guess everyone probably assumed like, man, you must do zero RB in like every single league, you know, that you do. And it's always just about who falls to you in the draft and like, you know, are you gonna be able to get some of those top guys or not?
Exactly.
So
and God surprised you sometimes, you know. And I'll talk about the trade that we did. I love the trade. James Conner and Leonard Fournette for Kadarius Toney in the first.
Yeah.
James Conner, then were they value where I got them from? I felt okay giving them to you, giving you two good top 12 potential RBs because of my the value where I got them.
Yeah.
So if I had took them a little earlier on my team and they was the only running backs I had, then, you know, their value would be different towards me. But, you know, it's different for everybody, you know?
Yeah, because last year, I mean, Fournette and Connor, I mean, shit, they were being drafted outside the top 20 RB.
Exactly.
You know, like, I mean, sometimes even, like, RB3 status. So I think people forget, like, about that, how low value they were last year. Exactly. And that's why they won people a lot of leagues and got people to...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Playoffs because you picked them so fucking late, and not you, but anybody who picked them, you got them late as hell, you know. And they hit like shit. I had Connor only on two teams, and those teams I kicked ass with because he was like a flex player, you know, for me. And like, man, guy, a flex player throwing up 18 touchdowns, you know, like that's just nasty right there.
Yeah, and,
And Donnie said, how do you see Mariota and Ridder playing out? Just curious your thoughts. I honestly don't think that Ridder is going to play at all this year unless Mariota starts throwing a crazy amount of interceptions, but he's actually pretty accurate and he doesn't take a lot of chances. And so he just doesn't, you know, make a lot of interceptions. So I think that's going to be like the deciding factor of Ridder really plays. Cause they paid Mariota like damn near like 19 mil, you know, for 2 years, you know? So, I mean, I know he's one of the cheaper like starting QBs out there, but like Trubisky, they only paid him like 14 mil, you know, and those were like two of the big you know, free agent signings out there. So I feel like he's the guy at least for 1 year. And Ritter also got drafted in the third round. Not too much draft capital there. All right. TD's on the clock and I'm up next. Let me see where I'm going to go with this. Ooh, all right. And you know what? I'm going to get crazy at the end. We're going to draft two QBs that I don't know what the hell is going to happen with them, but I wouldn't be mad if I got them this late to where I'm just throwing darts, because now I prevent Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield are for sure going to get drafted in these drafts somewhere in the 26th round. So now I just cock blocked. Definitely someone who needs late QBs here. And that's a move that I'll definitely be trying to do, because some of these running backs, I mean, they're almost a waste to draft down here. Guys who like literally might never see the field.
Exactly.
These wide receivers, though, like that's where the boom potential's at late.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receivers. And Ron says Ritter takes over week 10. He could. I mean, he could take over sooner than that. But the only way I see it happening is if Mariota's the reason why the team is sucking, because the defense isn't great. So they're going to be giving up a shitload of points. And if they really thought that Ritter was like a guy who could like save their team, they would have drafted him way higher than the third round.
Agreed.
Well, what do you think about the whole Mariota Ritter situation?
I think Mariota is a good quarterback that had a bad offensive coordinator with him early. And now with these offensive coordinators actually running his style in Oregon, it's going to fit him. You may remember they had him like handing the ball off from the I formation
right
20 times a game. Like that, that reading the defense from that type of quarterback position is harder than doing it in shotgun.
Right.
So I think they're going to put him in shotgun a lot and let him be able to use his legs. And I think Mariota is going to surprise a lot of people. He's mobile. The game is made for him right now.
Yeah, and, like, it's crazy because, like, it's almost like people think that he's, like, a bum because he's been a backup for 2 years. He's pretty much the highest paid backup for these 2 years. And, like, yeah, like you said, I mean, it was bullshit with, like, everything with Tennessee. Like, when he was there, I mean, he's the second overall pick. Mm-hmm. You know, for a reason. And yeah, they just didn't use him the right way. And even the short spurts that we saw him with the Raiders when he's hitting Darren Waller, you know, and really like pepper in the tight end.
Yeah.
I really think like Mariota and Pitts, like they're going to be a decent best ball stack to have.
Because
they're
going to
have some big games.
Yeah. Mariota should have average at least 30 yards rushing a game. You know, he's going to run the ball. That's part of his game. He's not that old where he can't run the ball. So I think he's going to surprise a lot of people with his legs.
Yeah, I mean, shit, he's only been in the league for what, like 6 years?
6 years. Yep, 6, 7 years. Yep. Him and Jameis came out together.
Oh, yeah, it was. He was number two in Jameis. Yeah, we talked about this the other day. And he got the best of Jameis in week one of their career.
Yep.
Oh, shit. We got Bogard Scott Free in the building. And hold on, let's bring it back to this one. Come get on my
train. Right? I came here by way of sex bots. Give me money. And shout out to my man Clark out there. Providing us that freedom blanket. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Miss you, Clock.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this must be the time when he's got a little free time, you know, because I think one of the shows we did started at 8 o'clock where he hopped on, and we started this one at 9. So, yeah, I like it that he's able to hop on around this time and we do live streams.
Yeah, man. And it's just good to know that he out there. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
hell yeah, because we were doing a lot. Everyone was doing a lot of speculating. What's going on? Where's he at?
Even when I went back to rewatch it, I was so high when he popped up on the last one. I didn't even believe it was him. I was like, ah. And then I checked my email. I'm like, oh, shit, it really him. You know me. I'm. You can't pull one on me. The dark side is very powerful. You know what I mean? Yes.
Yeah,
that's my man, Clark.
Yeah, shout out to Clock. And TD Haskins is one RB that I would take a chance on late because, I mean, it seems like he's like the exact, 2.0 of Derrick Henry, you know, just a little bit of a smaller version.
Hey, you ready for this too?
Let's hear it.
Then with your last pick, get Julius Chestnut too, because they picked him up too. He's like, all these guys are 6'2 and 230 plus. They're not Derrick Henry, who's like, what, 6'3? Is he 6'3 or 6'2?
I think he's 6'2. And Chestnut said he's 5'11, but 228.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's not quite the height.
I mean, he's not shorter than the most tall, but fuck, man, 228. Like, he's a
big boy for being that. So, yeah, he's a little bowling ball.
Yeah.
But Derrick Henry could be a track star. Derrick Henry was a track star in high school. Derrick Henry, that's what makes him special. Yeah. Though. He's a power back that can outrun. Ain't nobody
Derrick Henry. No. I'm just saying that, like, they're prepared to not, they're prepared to the best of their ability not change the way they play if Derrick Henry goes down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know what makes Derrick Henry special too? This, you know, normally these type of traits are like for defensive ends or like corners. Like, he has 33-inch arms, bro. And like, so if you're hitting him in the backfield, he could already just get you off him. And because once he gets going, you know, track their seat though, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I remember, I mean, shit, some of those games, I mean, the games where he like won people playoffs, you know, where he was going ham for 200 yards a game on the fucking like the Jags and shit. One stiff arm and he's just gone. Like, he gets any kind of space, you're just not catching his ass.
Nope.
And Ronnie said, nah, Dylan is like Henry. He said, give up on Gaskins, man. I didn't grab Gaskins. I grabbed Haskins with an H. it's the rookie who they drafted to the Tennessee Titans.
What was he drafted like? Was he like a fifth rounder?
Let me check that. I don't remember off top. Because I swear he was like a third or a fourth.
Because that's even nicer if he's a third.
131. What's that?
It's like fourth.
Yeah. Let
me see. Might even be a late third.
No, actually, so I guess that's an early fifth.
Oh, okay.
Like beginning of the fifth.
That's weird.
And he said, you have a man crush on Haskins though. Not anymore. Like, that faded, man. Like, that was over last year. I mean, I guess we could say that it was still there in the beginning of these dynasties where I got him in like the, you know,
11, 12.
Yeah, maybe got him there once or twice. Ah, nice, nice Mark Ingram pick. Damn it, where are we going to go here? All right, we'll go Cam.
I've been loving like the later round, you know, KJ Osborne's, the Duvernay's, the AJ Green's, like these later guys that like might have like a big game or two or three, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what I've been trying to figure out when I'm watching people. I'm like, I definitely know it's like, okay, people do wait. They tend to wait on the IDPs.
I'm going to suggest that people wait on the IDPs. Everyone can do whatever the hell they want, you know, but for me personally, I don't think I'm going to be drafting IDPs before round 10 and shit. I got CJ Mosley and Devondre Campbell in the 12th and 13th round. And those are guys who I have like right in my top 10. Like, I think I have them. I have CJ Mosley at 6, and then Devondre Campbell. I think I have that.
That's nasty.
7 or 8, like somewhere like between 7 and 9, somewhere in there. So I'd be happy getting those guys as my starters and then just get depth. And Ron said, but there's still 5 backs in Miami. Yeah. And some of them are going to get hurt and some of them may get cut.
Sony Michel is going to be the go-to back in the air if everything stays the same, unless Kareem Hunt, somebody get traded there. But I believe in Sony Michel.
All going to die, and then it's the Quandre White time.
All right, who wants to get graded? Let's throw TDs up there first while we see who's up in the chat and who wants to get a grade.
Yes.
But TD started off with Kelce, Swift, Chubb, Metcalf, Fields, Cousins, Mooney, James Cook, Davis Mills, Derwin James, Buda Baker, Claypool, Damian Pierce, Dotson, Algier, Komet, Zamir White, Robinson, wide receiver for the Giants, Jalen Ramsey, Okereke, Valoosh Jones, Gerald Everett, Brian Jordan, Nico Collins, Mark Ingram, and then Bradley Chubb.
I'm not mad at it.
Your team yesterday was a little bit better, though. That's for sure. I feel like you had a better QB combo yesterday as well.
I mean, I guess like more often than not, it might even be Cousins and Mills in his joint. You know what I mean? Because if Fields like has a slow start, I mean, but you know, there's a lot of good like vibes coming out of camp for him. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I guess it's better than hearing some bad vibes, right?
Hell yeah. That'd be annoying to see matchup right now because everyone is just talking about good stuff.
I'll give him a C.
So I'd give this a B minus. I mean, I like everything. I mean, I don't like Swift being the number one, but, you know, that's just me. But outside of that, I mean, everything's super well-rounded. I mean, Darnell Mooney, you know, we're expecting that third-year breakout, you know, from him. And, I mean, I like the IDPs. I probably would have went with some linebackers there instead of Derwin James and Buda Baker. But those guys are two of the best in the biz.
What's up? Say what up?
Yeah.
He's like,
Yeah, Sir Bong's not said it's all hype right now. Only listen to the bad this time of year. There's really not too much bad coming out about it. All right, let's see here. All right, so Anthony got in there. He said, grade mine. All right, let's see. Starting off with Murray and Hurts. I really like that start. Nico, Higgins, DJ Moore, James Conner, Mike Williams, Kareem Hunt, Elijah Moore, Eric Kendricks, Aaron Donald, Jared Goff, Rojo, Landry, Daryl Henderson, Boyd, Nick Bolton, Carlton, not Carlton Davis. What the hell is his name? Corey Davis. There we go. And who else? J.D. McKissick. Bogard's favorite player in the 20th round, Mr. William Fuller.
What? That is not my favorite player ever in the history of ever. Because that is Will Offler. He's trying to disguise his name. That he's this new guy, William. We all know who you are. Will Offler the fifth. You and your whole... His pappy was awful. His pappy's pappy... All of them. When his son, Will Offler the sixth, is in the NFL one day, my son is not drafting him in fantasy.
We got Julio Jones, KJ Hamler, Sterling Shepard, Byron Pringle, Jordan Hicks, and then Matt Corral to round it out. Kind of a waste of a pick on the Matt Corral. Maybe he could play, but doesn't matter. 26th round, we're throwing darts. What do you think about this, TD? What grade would you give this?
A C plus.
Okay. I like it.
I think it lacks upside a little bit, but other than that, I like his players. I think they're fine. I don't think they got a lot of upside though.
I'm gonna give this one a B minus as well. I mean the weak spot is the RBs, but if Connor and Hunt end up staying healthy the entire year, you know, and you got Rojo in the mix and Henderson. I mean, I do think that this team does have some potential and really like the upsides, like Kyler Murray and Hurts, you know, I mean, if they get to run in, at least that's, you know, for me, I mean, Debo Higgins, I mean, they got some upside. DJ Moore, if he hits, he could really hit. If him and Darnold get on the same page and Darnold stays healthy. I'd say my only beef would be with the, I guess with the lack of IDP, if you're only going to pick four players, I'd probably get him a tad bit higher. Nothing really against Nick Bolton. He'd be a good number four, but I would have wanted the number three somewhere higher than Nick Bolton. And then you at least have four like really solid IDP guys. Cause who knows what Jordan Hicks is going to be over there in Minnesota. Like, I don't even think he's going to be like, I don't know. He's probably not even going to be an 80% snap guy.
I was going to say he's going to be a rotational.
Yeah. All right. Donnie. All right. Let's get a grade in for Donnie. Shout out to Canada. And yeah, and got some new.
Oh, flowers. I get that last team. I get that last team a C.
Oh yeah, I didn't ask. I didn't ask you to grade it.
A C minus.
Okay. We could dig it. So anywhere from a C minus to a B plus on those ratings. And here we go. Donnie, we got Burrow, Andrews, Derrick Henry, Darren Waller, Terry McLaurin, Mac Jones, AJ Dillon, Marquise Brown, Michael Thomas, Carson Wentz, Rashad Penny, Foy Olakun, Trey Diggs, Robert Woods, Mariota, Mechie, Shaq Barrett, Marlon Mack, Irv Smith, R Dubs for Green Bay, Mostert, Justin Simmons, Robert Tonyan, Von Miller, Keontae Ingram, and Keontae Ingram, and then Hayden Hurst Helmsley.
I'll give him a C minus. Like it really tapered off. Like at one point for me,
it's really nice early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So yeah, I think this is I'm gonna give this one a solid C here. I mean, you really need Mac Jones to step it up because you just never know what Carson Wentz and Mariota are going to do. And so without having that super solid number two, I mean, you could have some blog games and you're going to need the other guys to step up. Yeah, and Donnie said got super random late. If Rashad Penny hits, you know, as your number three, I mean, that could be real good. I do like the IDPs that you threw in. I mean, Olakun and Shaq Barrett. I'm probably not going to have Trey Diggs in this format, like at all. I wouldn't even draft him. He's too boom or bust. And even when he booms, he doesn't really mix in a lot of tackles. Like his boom, like is really like a three interception game, and I don't know how often that's going to happen. What do you think, TD? What are you grading this one?
I'd give it a B. I think it's front loaded heavy, and so I don't think it's meant to really have to come in and play that much because it's best ball. So he won't have to worry about who he needs to start because it's the best ball format. So I like his team. It's front heavy. So I'll give it a B. Okay. I love Rashad Penny. I'm big on Rashad Penny and AJ Dillon. And those guys' roles can grow and stuff as the season go on, so they can bust their value.
Yeah. All right, and Devin said, check out mine, Huss. Where's Devin? There we go. Devo 12. All right, so he started it off with Najee, Dak, Waddle, Keenan Allen, Travis Etienne, Ken Walker, Ryan Tannehill, Amari Cooper, Jordan Brooks, Joey Bosa, Brandon Ayuk, Isaiah Spiller, Christian Kirk, Alexander Mattison, Malik Willis, Devin Lloyd, Tim Patrick, Sammy Watkins, Robbie Anderson, Peoples Jones, Trey Sermon, Geno Smith, Davis Price, Cedric, hey, Mr. Wilson, Casey Hayward, and what's Pryor's first name? Kendrick Pryor.
I'm pretty sure, like, the IDPs, he was just grabbing, like, names he might just recognize. You know what I mean? Because those are, like, just defensive guys. They ain't, like, guys that are, like, Casey Hayward, like, you know what I mean? Like, those are like kind of washes.
I mean, in this format, Casey Hayward's not really the best, but he did finish as the number two overall D lineman last year, scoring wise. So I mean, Cameron Hayward. There we go. My bad. I thought
you were saying Casey Hayward. Okay,
I did fuck up on that. Yeah. Cameron Hayward. There we go.
I was like, who
see every day. I mean, every you know time I fuck up like, on the first name, that's when you're like, that's
it. I was going to say that earlier. Like, man, I would probably like, that's where I would rather have Diggs than. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, I would never have Trayvon Diggs for real, neither. It's like, it's just one of those things. Like, he's not really going. I mean, that's lightning in the bottle, more than likely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, more than likely.
And I mean, he's like, he's not going to get too many tackles, neither, if they're going to start respecting him as that type of corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only way that I'm not docking anybody points for drafting Willis is if you have Ryan Tannehill. I mean, that's really the only place. That's the only person who should be drafting Willis.
Yeah.
And that's really just, you know, I mean, it's just insurance at that point. But, yeah, I don't like Tannehill as a fantasy QB anymore. Like, I'm so off him. Like, after last year, we see what they want to do. And that was the recipe for success, man. Number one team in the fucking AFC. And it did not come because of Tannehill. Came in spite of him.
Right?
They just play defense, and then just really play ground and pound.
Right. That's all it is. So, yeah, so this one, I'm going to give this one a C-minus for Devin here. And the QB2 is a big reason for that. I mean, I love the RBs and the wide receivers, especially early. I'm probably not going to have Joey Bosa in this kind of format, but definitely you know, Jordan Brooks is one of the best. What do you think, CD?
I like his team. I think his team is real. I like his, like, players that he picked late. Like, when he picked let me get this off. When he picked Patrick, Sammy Watkins, Robbie Anderson, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Like that little
stack. Those are the big. Those guys will have some big boom games.
Yeah. I give it a C+.
Who's his QBs in here again?
Dak and then Tannehill.
Willis, oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's the only problem. I mean, I'm going to give him a C. You know what I mean? Maybe borderline C-.
Let's see. Who's what did he say? He said, you skip my comment and I'll take the grade. What comment did I skip? Oh, okay. This one. Rookie IDP player here also. I see you went LBs. Do they hold the most value to you in IDP leagues? So in most IDP leagues, but especially this one, DB linebackers hold the most IDP value, especially in this tournament. You only got to start two players. I don't think – I might not even draft a DB or a D lineman in this.
Yeah, just – hey, when all else fails, just stack up some LBs, you feel me?
That's really what you want to stack. That's for sure. All right, let's see. Who was after Devin?
It's them tackles. It's some solo tackles, them assisted tackles, all that. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have a bunch of that than a guy who's going to get, like, who I'm hoping gets double-digit sacks in a season. Because, like, it's like you really got to get me, like, 20 or something, or 8 or 19 nowadays. Because if I'm going to need, like, 2 a game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I'd rather just get all the tackles. And then if the linebacker you got, like a Roquan or something like that, Devin White or whatnot, if they get they be getting in the mix, getting at the QB2. So, you know what I mean? Hey, you know, it's like carrying on the top.
Yeah, like a guy like TJ Watt. I mean, you could lock him in for double digit, you know, sacks, but he's going to regress. It's just how much is he going to regress? Because I don't think he touches 22 and a half sacks again.
Here's the thing. If that team is better on offense, they'll be able to tee off more on defense. They just signed Larry Ogunjobi. My bad. I was about to fuck his name up. Yeah, hey, they signed my man Larry, bro. He's a monster. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they're going to clog up the middle so much that he might not even need to help stop the run. He's going to be able to just destroy. You know what I mean?
All right.
I think he's good for 14.
Yeah, but I mean, shit, even that, though, if he regressed.
I said, look out for Nick Bosa. I'm going to get Homer with it. Nick Bosa, look at his career. He's played, what, 2 full seasons?
Yeah, and then the first one he missed, yeah.
Well, it was the second one.
Oh, second one, yeah.
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 I'm trying to see. Because he's coming off of, what, 15 or 16 last year.
Yeah.
And then double digits prior to that one, the last full season.
Yeah, man. So it's crazy. If TJ Watt only had 14 sacks, so that's 8.5 less than he had, that would lower his production. If everything else was the same, that'd lower his production by almost 14%.
Damn. So that extra 5 sacks, 6 sacks, 7 sacks. I mean, what did he got? He got 22?
22 and a half.
He was going for that record. That's so dirty. You know what's crazy? Remember, I told you about this. I saw a clip that someone put on YouTube before all the joints where he got flags called on, where he sacked the QB. And there was at least another 4 or 5 of those motherfuckers. You know what I mean? He would have shattered that record.
Yeah, like holding calls and shit like that.
Yeah. Right? And then, like, the guys, hello, like, even when, the guys would be hella apologizing. Oh, my bad. It's all good. It's all good. Because, you know, he was teetering on that 22 for a minute, you know what I mean? Or the 21.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just like, oh, like, that was it. Was
so close. You needed 2 more.
Yeah.
2 more. All right. So here we go. Here goes Hess's team. Out of the 2 spots. We got Josh Allen, CD Lamb, Stephon Diggs, Trevor Lawrence at the 411. That's crazy. Breece Hall, Zach Wilson, Elijah Mitchell, Garrett Wilson, Juju, Devin Singletary, Isaiah Simmons, Patrick Queen, Stevenson, Myers, MVS, Hines, Albert O, Gus Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, Njoku, Higbee, Duvernay, Marvin Jones. I was totally going to grab like Duvernay and Marvin Jones, and Hess just like snipes him like in front of me.
Hey, this is an A-plus team for me.
Kendrick Bourne, Cameron Brait, and Tyrann Mathieu.
I like this. This is an A-plus for me.
Yeah, and getting Josh Allen at the number two spot. I mean, anyone who gets Josh Allen at number two is going to be so.
And then he gets Diggs, CD. Then he gets Trevor. You know what I mean?
Trevor never goes this late, so that's what makes this team like extra good, because he was always going in like the third round. He was able to get Diggs in the third round and still waited and got Lawrence.
Yeah,
Lance went way above Lawrence. Well, I mean, he went early fourth, and Trevor went late. Yeah, and I mean, I guess for me, the running backs make it hella nervous for me is Breece Hall and Mitchell being your one and two.
I love Breece Hall and Mitchell. That's
I know you do. That's why you're giving it an A+. Yeah, so for me, I mean, he did get him out of value. Breece in the fifth, Mitchell in the seventh. So, I mean, he let everything come to him. So, I'm going to give him an A- on this. And it would be an A if it wasn't the Breece Hall and Mitchell, you know, stacked there. But, yeah, I like everything that you
did. His IDPs are nasty. Like, he got Simmons and Queen over there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He did. Got all the favorite – he got all my favorite late flyers, too. He got the Duvernays. He got the Marvin Jones, Junior. Yeah, like – He's stacked them nice. He got Albert O. Like, guys, they're going to have games that you, on a per game basis, are going to be trash. But, like, those big games, they come. You know what I mean?
Yep. What are you grading this one, TG?
I'm going to give it a B+. The only reason why I'm not going to give it an A is if Trevor Lawrence hit, I think it is an A team. I don't know if Trey Lawrence can be a top level quarterback. And so is Zach Wilson, but the Josh Allen one is good, but everything else is good. I just give it a B+.
I like it that he has Wilson and Lawrence as his interchangeable too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like I think they could string a QB1 season together between the two of those guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the rush. I really feel like Lawrence is going to get a little bit more, you know, wiggle.
He's going to get mad. He's going to get loose with his legs. He had 8 rushing touchdowns within the 5.
Yeah.
And if that was his last year in college, and if you remember that game against Cincy, that Thursday nighter, you know what I mean? The one where Joe Burrow went crazy with Uzama. But that they tried to rush it in with him several times, you know what I mean? Like, Urban Meyer was just letting it be known, like, all right, we're going to do this. And then he got, you know, they went for it on 4th even. They tried to rush it 3 times in a row, and they didn't get it. But, like, you know, smarter scheming, brother, going to know that he has a nose for the end zone. You know what I mean?
Yep. And Garrett, shout out a new YouTube member. Good looking on getting signed up, bro. He said any spots left available in the Hustler League. So for the tournament, no. But I will keep you on standby. If anybody flakes on the money or anything like that, I'll get you into one of these joints right away. Dynasties are already filled, but I'm starting Vampire Leagues. We got 3 of those, 3 out of 4 still have spots in it. Guillotine League, where 18 teams draft, and every single week, the lowest team is eliminated. Let's see, what else? The 3 QB League, those are going to be fucking dope, where you have 2 QBs that start and a super flex. Totally flips the entire league, like, on its head. It's so fun. And then the auction draft as well. And then... The tightest one of them all. I don't even think we've told you about this one yet, TD. It's a 32-team league, 9 starters, 5 on offense, 4 on defense, 32 teams. The theme of the league is the Marvel multiverse, so mm-hmm. everyone's going to have different characters and shit. It's a $54 buy-in,
mm-hmm.
32 teams. Only 8 are making the playoffs, and it's going to be real crazy. It's going to be
8 making the playoffs?
4 divisions, because that's the way that sleeper has it. So 4 divisions, the top 2 are making it. I almost like so we are gonna have a consolation bracket in there. So I mean, you know, like we that is going to exist, and so that's gonna be another tournament, like amongst itself. Like I almost want to have everyone pay like who's in the consolation bracket, like an extra like $20 or something, and like all goes to the winner or something, you know, because that's gonna be like a whole separate tournament in itself as well.
Well, you know what, too? That could be someone like if you want to buy into that tournament.
Right, like you don't have to, you know, but if you do.
I mean, because you know what's crazy, too, is division winners, you know what I'm saying? Division winners get money back, too, so it's like, it's nasty. Oh,
yeah, so I didn't even talk about how the people getting paid, so I think, hold on, let me pull it up here.
The multiverse of madness!
Yeah, so I can give the real numbers, you know, so first place is getting 800 and a championship ring. Second is 250, third is 100, fourth is 50. If you have the best regular season record, you get 50. If you have the most points in the regular season, you also get 50. Okay. And then each one of the four division winners also gets 50. So a bunch of different ways that you can at least get your money back. And then, you know, I mean, there might be someone who's the division winner is going to have the best record, you know, like it's just going to, you know, one of those people is going to get two of those.
It could be a tie, and they win by way of points, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it could have to go to the tiebreaker, totally. And we only have, I mean, there's only 14 weeks of the regular season, so you're only playing 14 teams out of the 32, so that's another thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
You might just, by the grace of the fantasy schedule, might just edge past all the super top-heavy teams. Like you might be a team that's built different because – maybe the first pick, the first round, which is 32 picks, might go like 16, 8, 20 QBs easily. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine that, TD, in a league like this? You have the first overall pick and you got to wait like 61 picks or something for it to get back to you or whatever. 63 picks to get back to you.
It's like real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, because
it's Leonard. Yeah.
But that's what's going to make this even crazier. It's going to be Snake.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, nobody's going to want the 101 now. Actually, that's going to be the best position that you feel.
Give me Josh Allen, and I just have a massive up already.
Yeah, because, I mean, having Josh Allen is going to be, I mean.
Yeah, so, give me and you're only Herbert. Give me Mahomes.
How many starting spots? You can only roster one QB on your team. And it's not even a QB spot. It's a super flex spot. Because since we only have one QB, there's going to be one week where you're going to have a bye week. You know, so you're going to have to fill someone else in.
Are we going to nerf the QBs, or are we going to keep it in hustler fashion, 15 yards?
Oh, no, it's going to be hustler fashion. The QBs are going to be the highest scoring, you know, hands down.
There you go.
Yep.
And to get those QBs, you're probably going to be weak elsewhere. So that's why this is, and there goes the balance.
Yep. What up, Austin? What's going on, homie? Yeah.
What up, Austin?
And, oh, Stefan in the building. It's funny. Bogard's calling him Stefan now.
Stefan!
What up, Titans? He said, what up, my dudes and Mariah? He said, give Mariah an F plus.
F is for fuck you.
And Dan Crispy, he said, you guys are like a teacher that gives someone an F for not showing their work, even though the answer is correct. Well, we'll see with this. We don't know if the answer is correct until the end of the season. It's all speculation.
Yeah. Listen, everything is subjective, including these grades.
Yeah, for sure. I said it before, and I'll say it again. I grade on a curve. I'm grading people tough right now, too, because I want everyone to be better. I want everyone to bring their A game, you know, and out of 252 teams, you know, maybe there's 20 or 30 guys who are like mocking with us on a normal basis. You know, there's still a whole bunch of people who we don't know what they're doing to prepare for this. So we shall see. And all right, Ghost Monkey, shout out to Nick. Let's get this grade in here. And we got
that's a sick ass name.
Yeah. We got Mahomes, Cup, Brady, Akers, Montgomery, Ryan. Matt Ryan, Devonta Smith, Damian Harris, Dallas Goedert, Hunter Renfrow, Gabe Davis, Michael Carter, Tyler Lockett, Gesicki, Blake Martinez, Logan Wilson, Josh Allen, Hubbard, Jamal Williams, Harold Landry, Justin Ross, swooped up Ritter real late, Thornton, Kyren Williams, Josh Palmer, and then Shakir. What's his first name? Khalil Shakir for Buffalo.
Hey, I love this team.
I do too. I do too.
I'm giving this team an A, bro. It's really the running back's the only thing I'm nitpicking on, but he ain't tripping. He got so many receivers. You know what I mean? And the Brady Mahomes and the Cup. We're bigger over here on Devontae Smith than most people. You know what I mean? Like, I do like the idea that he's going to be number two to a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to get a lot of worse coverage. So, you know what I mean?
And Sir Bong's last said, Ghost Monkey from the league. Is that what it is? Is it based on Ghost Monkey from the league? That would be funny. Yeah, I mean, I'm giving this one an A also. I mean, he got everything at value. You get Cup at the 2.9. I mean, you got Mahomes at the 1.4. I mean, he's usually going, 1.3 or above. Mm-hmm. Then you get Cup at the 2.9 and then Brady at the 3.4. Like Akers and Montgomery, I mean, that's solid enough right there. And then you throw in Ryan, you get one of the top tier QB3s there. I like the IDPs with Martinez and Wilson. Oh,
I didn't see he got Monty there. Dan Akers, Monty. I thought Harris was the second. This is an A+.
Yeah, Harris was the third. Getting Goddard in the ninth, and then you stack up Renfro and Gabe Davis as your 10 and 11 picks. Like,
that's a nasty-ass team right there.
Yeah, this is a really good team. I mean, Ritter, maybe that's the wash
pick. I was going to say, maybe that's the only wash pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Chuba and Jamal,
Chuba, I mean, too. I like the Jamal pick.
Yeah, Chuba's got the waves. Yeah.
Chuba, they bring in Foreman for a reason. Chuba's not the guy.
Yeah. Yep, and there we go. Nick said, yep, it is Ghost Monkey from the league. Even better.
He killed this one.
Yeah, what are you giving this one, 2D?
Not a wasted pick, except for,
give him a B+. He picked the right players. Just the players that he picked, their ceilings. I'm a high ceiling guy, but I love the consistency. Devontae Smith, Hunter Renfro, Gabe Davis are people on their offense is going to get a lot of targets, but I don't know if they're going to, have a lot of boom games. And you got to understand a lot of people benches are going to be played. So that's going to be their boom weeks. So you can't just be consistent. You got to have some boom weeks in there. Other than that, it's a B+. Good picking.
I agree with you with the Hunter Renfro not being the boom guy, but he should be a solid floor guy.
He is.
Yeah, I still pencil him in for about 75 catches.
I think he'd get 100 catches.
I guess what really depends for him is how much of the offense is he going to, be giving input on? Because obviously when he's writing some of those plays last year.
Yeah, that's true. He was like the OC assistant as soon as they fired Gruden.
Yeah. So now I'm curious, because now they got the new regime coming in. Is he going to have any input on that?
And that is kind of tight, though. He's like, listen, I'm about to call the place for me.
They gave him a new deal. They gave him guaranteed $30 million.
Yeah. They gave him that money.
He was like, I'm about to. He was so smart. He was like, listen, I'm about to draw all the plays up for me. Get me a bag.
Hell yeah. All right, let's get Sir Bongs a lot going in here. And so we got Lamar Jackson, Russ Wilson, Dalvin Cook, Mike Evans, Michael Pittman, Dalton Schultz, Miles Sanders, Roquan, Danny Pesos, Bobby Wagner, Adam Thielen, Kadarius Toney, Michael Gallup, James Robinson, Kenny Galladay, DeForest Buckner, Danielle Hunter, Hunter Henry, Joker from the Browns, Gronk, LaVisca, Drew Lock, Randall Cobb, Evan Ingram, Robinson, the running back from Washington, and then Foreman from Carolina.
He started off really strong for me and then tapered off at one point. I give him a C-. He gives out a lot of QBs, but they're all because he doesn't have like no real standout QB for his QB2 or his QB3. I mean, you know what I mean? So I like that he's still stocked up on who's that, Danny Dumbass?
Yeah.
Yeah. I give him a C.
I'm going to give him a B- here because I like what he did with the wide
receiver. Oh, he got Roquan, too. I got to give him a C+.
Yeah, I mean, the IDPs, I mean, that elevates it a little bit for me, getting Roquan and Bobby Wagner. I mean, that's money in the bank. And I mean, Adam Thielen being your number three, you know, I mean, I really like that. Sanders is like Miles Sanders, like a perfect best ball player. But that's where the downgrade comes for me, is with every running back after Dalvin Cook. Just Miles Sanders and James Robinson, and then the other Robinson on Washington, and then Foreman. Yeah, if Robinson starts the year on the pup, James Robinson, that would kind of screw this team over.
If he was able to grab Allen Robinson and that receiver from the Giants, it starts with a W, but I just call him Danger Will Robinson, and he had all the Robinsons, I would have gave him a B.
And there we go. He said some auto picks happened when food came home.
It happens. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
Gotta get to the food. We're going back to the C-minus thing because it was there's some autos.
Yeah, since you didn't pick these guys, now I got to wonder. Yeah, which ones did you pick?
Yeah, because look at how great he started. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was off the money start.
What Put do you in get? The chat what food came. I would love to know. I'm all about that.
But I give him a
in my mind, I'm hoping it's like a big old Philly cheesesteak. You know what I mean?
He's in Chicago.
Oh, was it a deep dish? Maybe it was one of those Italian beef sandwiches, you know, that you dip in the grits.
I've never had that. People tell me I need to try.
Me too. People tell me all day. Shout out to the Bears, Brews, and the Bros.
All right, TD. So you said you'd give this one a B?
Yeah, I give it a B. Okay. There's running backs. It gets weak. Other than that, I love his wide receivers. Love the wide receivers. Some of the best wide receivers that I've seen over here stacked. But other than that, I love the defense too. The defense, that's what took it up from a C+ to defense. So I give it a B.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and thanks for jumping in.
It is a good team.
It's solid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get the hell up out of here. We got another mock draft coming. As of right now, I got it scheduled for 4 West Coast time, but I may have to bump that back a little bit. So I'll just post in the chat when it's going to be. But before we get out of here, TD, just remind everyone where to find you at and everything you got going on.
Guys, you can find me on any social media platform right now. That means that's the main three. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's YouTube. You can go to OnlyFans, guys, and sign up for $10. And if you do it before the first week,
can I say it?
Go ahead, bro.
Look, guys, he's not taking his clothes off.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that, guys. I'm actually providing fantasy football content, and I'm also providing leagues very similar to my homie Hustler. Yes, I got my idea from his leagues, guys. They IDPs. Actually, I'm doing a little bit. Some best balls too. They're a little different than his. But yeah, come sign up. If you want to play against guys like me, I got celebrities in some of these leagues. I got aficionados. Bogart is in one of these leagues. Guys, make sure you sign up. It's gonna be awesome.
I'm very elusive.
Yeah, and for those following the Silver Screen Breakdowns podcast. If you haven't gone and checked out the Cheech and Chong podcast, go check that out. That dropped this past Monday. It's dropping on YouTube tomorrow at 12 West Coast time, 3 Eastern. So make sure you tap in. It's me and Bogart on shrooms watching a bunch of scenes from Cheech and Chong's next movie. This shit is extra lit.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's coming tomorrow. Got another mock draft tonight. And then all the draft order races are coming this week. And every draft that is a slow draft in this tournament is starting on July 2nd. So if you still owe the buy-in, make sure you get that in. We're going to be collecting for the rest of the week. And, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. And Titan said, TD provides OnlyFans. Bogey provides the Tinder girls.
Hey, Titans is one of our main customers, bro. He knows, man. We got good business.
Hold on. We'll hit the drop for that on the way out.
Hey.
All right. We're out, everybody. We'll see you later.
Peace.
Peace.
I'm ready.
Want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Called out here for a pill. Really trying to get this money for the real.
I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Money! Show me the money!
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.